The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
AboveTopSecret.com and the Deny Ignorance broadcast affiliates are proud to bring you The Zed Show. This is the podcast which is not hosted from the center of the universe. And now, here he is, everyone's favorite super modulator and super moderator, the first wizard of Above Top Secret, Zed.
Monday, January 16th, 2006, Seattle, Washington, show number 8, 28 days of straight rain. This weather sucks. I took a vacation from podcasting. Now I'm back. We'll get to it. Yes, I took a vacation. Took some time off. Family in town. People visiting. Kids in school, out of school. Started some remodel on the house. Yeah, it's been a crazy time, but I've still been around. It's been a huge explosion in podcasts just this weekend. And that's great because for Christmas, I got myself a new iPod. And that's what I've been doing over these past few weeks anyway. Catching up on all my favorite podcasts. And it's a huge amount of stuff from this weekend. Two of Three Amigos. A couple shows out, I think. Skeptic Overview. A bunch of smaller ones. Podcasting Workshop. Silence is Deafening. Oh, there's been a lot of stuff. So that has been really great to take it with me and listen on the go. Anyways, now I'm back and we'll get right to it.
Latest news.
Well, latest news on the board. We're a above top secret, that is. Is a government-controlled COINTELPRO disinformation operation. So in case you didn't know it, we're steering the conversation the direction we want. We're adding in subliminal message feeds, and we're controlling your mind. Don't bother to try to fight it. We'll just take over. Oh, that's ludicrous. That's crazy. Well, some other amazing feeds. Man, I'm just tripping all over myself. I know... Most recent Skeptic Overview said he'd been away from podcasting for a while, and it's killing him. Well, I hear you there. It's killing me. Killing me today. Anyway, I heard some great podcast threads recently. Silence is Deafening, obviously, was a thread about where did all the podcasts go? I guess we're all coming back. I heard this great intro in that thread, and I had to play it for you.
AboveTopSecret.com.
An AboveTopSecret.com podcast by How Much Is the Doggy?
How Much Is the Doggy?
That's great. That's an awesome intro. I love that. In the podcasting workshop, there's some really great stuff. That's another thread that's going on. And started by Magic. He's given some great information on making podcasts, how to get better file size. And I strongly encourage you to go grab that. Have
what this installment is all about. First off, there's different kinds of software that people use for making podcasts. For example, Nurky mentions that he uses Audacity. I see a lot of people mention that they use dedicated podcasting apps. And for my part, I use a program called Sonar by Cakewalk, which is actually aimed at music composition, but it also serves the purpose of allowing me to do podcasts.
That's some great advice in that reply, and actually he's got some other ones. Great advice on how to minimize your file size, and more on some of the tools to use. Myself, not wanting to go real high-end, which you can do with music stuff when you start getting into better music equipment, good microphone myself. I have an external mixer I kind of like, and I use a dedicated app, Cast Blaster. Every now and then I use Audacity, and actually after I'm done with my podcast in Cast Blaster, I'll run through Audacity and usually do a little work. Because I'm running Cast Blaster in the live show situation, though, where I'm able to play clips and so on, the only work I really do in Audacity now is maybe cut a few seconds out of the beginning of the show, dead air, and save it to a smaller size. That's pretty much it, I think. And cut a bit off the end. That's it. But I can do a lot more in Audacity as well if I wanted to, with noise reduction or whatever, but I'm pretty happy how it goes. I guess it's just individual taste. So that has been a really great podcast, back to it, podcasting workshop, so I strongly encourage that. And you should learn a whole bunch about how to do this. Man, am I just off today or what? It's Monday. I'm still in coffee mode, and it's almost noon. This is crazy.
Amazing Threads.
Amazing Threads back to the podcast realm, actually, because we've had 2 out of 3 Amigos, and there's been some great stuff. That was on the 13th, I think, that came out.
But that really got me in the head, between the eyes, whatever little cliche you want to put to that, was the impetus behind the plan was to justify invading another country.
Well, yes, and we certainly have that happening now, don't we? Where we've found a way to justify invading another country. And let me read sort of the preamble or the executive summary of the document. And what we'll do when the podcast is finished, we're going to create a lot of links to all of this material so our members and anyone listening to this podcast can go to the pod thread. But it starts out, subject, justification for the U.S. military intervention in Cuba. This is dated March 1962. The Joint Chiefs of Staff have considered the attached memorandum for the Chief of Operations Cuba Project, which responds to a request of that office for brief but precise description of pretexts which would provide justification for U.S. military intervention in Cuba. Pretext.
That's unbelievable. So if we're such a government-controlled operation, I wonder why we're talking about this kind of stuff. Just makes you wonder. That thread's got a lot of replies, most of which are from Magic. Coincidentally, what is this? God, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 from Magic. What are you trying to tell us, man? Anyways, that is a really great pod thread. Check it out, 2 of 3 Amigos, Operation Northwood. And then they get into another one. This is their interview with Bill Ryan of Serpico thread. And let's see here, I'll try to queue this up in iTunes.
I have a very strong personal hunch that he has not gone away. I can't prove that. I hope that's the case. I hope that this hasn't stopped. But a couple of moments ago, I just mentioned that the situation was confusing. And this is because we don't know for sure the context in which Mr. Anonymous has been operating. Essentially, he's telling an extraordinary story. And in order to evaluate this story in the way that researchers like to, we need hard data. We need hard data about the source. We need to know where the source is getting his information from. We need to know what's going on behind the scenes, what the motivations are, the whole context for any release of information. And we just don't have that in solid terms.
That's an unbelievable podcast interview that's going on. So 2 of 3 Amigos, interview with Bill Ryan of the Serpo org, and check that out. I guess finally, in some of the amazing threads, it's really not amazing yet, but I think it will be. You've got AT Estrogen Light podcast coming back, or no, I'm sorry, not the light, This would be the hard caffeinated version. They're going to do an interview with Springer and Skeptic Overlord. So there's a thread on that. I'll link it in. But email Valhal or Parisia with your questions. And that should be a really great podcast. Well, let me see. 10 minutes of your day. I've been bragging about my new iPod. I've actually got my iPod hooked into the mix. So I can do a little what's in Zed's iPod section. So to round out the middle of the show, what's in Zed's iPod from the PodSafe Music Network. This is anonymous. Make and believe. Going out to all our believers that AboveTopSecret.com is a COINTELPRO government operation. Make and believe. Anonymous.
Society's rules. I was rude, never quiet in school, cause wasn't shit worth waking up. Hit the snooze button, go back to sleep, cause the whole world is fake as fuck. Overseas, it's Marines under siege and they bleed just so G-Dub can make a buck. Shit, we ain't free, you mistaken. You believe what you read and what you see on your station.
On your stations.
All the morals you had go out the door in Baghdad for more oil for dad, and it's sad.
Right.
Where's the loyalty at? Huh? Who's the enemy? So many fingers pointed at rap.
Well,
rappers are reporters, I'm reporting the facts. You point to the traps and say that's where the poison is at.
That ain't where the poison is at, though.
I see a trap and I see more than that. That's where minorities, that's cursed with unemployment
is
at.
In a world so cold,
you can wait for the heat, and you can die trying to hold your breath, wait in your seat.
We'll
it ain't perfect, but at least we can make believe. We can live our lives, make it believe. In a world so cold, you can wait for the heat, and you can die trying to hold your breath, wait in your seat. It ain't perfect, but at least we can make believe. We can live our lives, make it believe. Hey yo, weapons of destruction, nuclear fission. Human destiny's disgusting, ain't no future in killing. And the president be bugging, taking food from your children. And they wonder why you doing what you do for a living. Peep the design, funny how the sick get sicker. The poor stay poor, and the rich get richer. I see the bigger picture, take a sip of my liquor. With my finger on the trigger, getting sick to my liver. Watching the news, nauseated, lost and confused. Too often these interviews are so far from the truth. They keep feeding you until you believe that what you're fighting for is right, but where are people deceived? The price of a missile could cure a lethal disease. Too many children ain't been eating, they weaken the knees. Too many children ain't been sleeping, they're afraid of their dreams. And here we are wasting time, still we make it believe. Come on.
In the world so cold, you can wait for the heat, and you can die trying to hold your breath, wait in your seat. It ain't perfect, but at least we can make believe. We can live our lives, make it believe. In a world so cold, you can wait for the heat, and you can die trying to hold your breath, wait in your seat. It ain't perfect, but at least we can make believe. We can live our lives, make it believe. Come on.
In a world so cold, I'm so alone, I'm so confused, don't know what to do with my life, my life. Confused, don't know what to do with my life, my life. Hey, in a world so cold, I'm so alone, I'm so confused, don't know what to do with my life. Hey, 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 yeah. Hey, hey, yeah, yeah. I'm feeling so confused.
Trying to hold your breath, wait in your seat. It ain't perfect, but at least we can make believe. We can live our lives, make it believe. In a world so cold, you can wait for the heat, and you can die trying to hold your breath, wait in your seat. It ain't perfect, but at least we can make believe. We can live our lives, make it believe. Come on.
Thank you.
Anonymous, Make and Believe, played right out of my iPod. Great stuff.
Now, some wizard words.
I needed to talk this morning about birth of a conspiracist, I guess. I don't know, I was thinking about it. I've heard a lot of people recently talking about when they got into conspiracy theories and so on and so forth. I guess mine goes way, way back. I was probably 3 years old, playing with Lego or something, and heard my parents talking, and I just knew it was about me. They were running a conspiracy on me. I've had conspiracies. Yeah, that conspiracy mindset, I think, all my life. I've always thought there was something else out there, something I didn't know. And it makes it a conspiracy. So how many of us are the same? How many of us jump at any conspiracy that pops up? I don't know. Got me thinking. And speaking on that, I realize that we absolutely hate stupid conspiracies. We see that on Above Top Secret. We'll see posts by people that we just think are absolute craziness. And we don't want those kind of posts. I know there was a post about that, over a month ago. It was a paranormal rant. And it was about thinking before you post. And I'm not going to play the whole thing for you. I think I'm getting about 17 minutes here, so I had to condense it down, and I apologize, but I believe I've condensed it to at least keep the message in there. I know Skeptic Overlord posted about this, Magic posted on this thread, and so I've gone ahead and tried to preserve everything I could and bring the message to you. Think before you post.
Hello everyone, this is Raider.
Who?
Raider.
Who?
Raider.
What?
Raider. I simply must use
every meter.
And that is one simple message. Baloney. Why? You have to have some validity.
Why?
I simply must say that. Think before you post.
Think
before you post. First and hopefully only podcast.
Why?
You couldn't catch most people posting things about...
Why?
Killer... I just want people to think before they post. Refrain from posting absurd things.
Please. Why?
Please think before you post. Thank you. Reader, even though I'm supposed to be accepting and everything, the only ones that are possible are about 1%, and 99 else is just baloney. I simply had to say that.
You just experienced The Zed Show.
99% of it is baloney. Why do we have so much baloney? Why do we have so many stupid people out there? People don't think. We're trying to maintain high standards on Above Top Secret. Higher than most other boards. I mean, nobody's perfect, but we try to maintain a higher standard of discussion and forum. And that's the problem with society today. We're too accepting of lower standards. We lower the standards for everything. Lower the standards in school. Lower the standards in the workplace. And then we're surprised people pass us by. Our standards keep lowering. It's absolutely crazy. So let's not lower the standards. Keep the standards high, Above Top Secret standards. And I think we'll all have a better discussion board. I'll have more stuff for you next time, next podcast, and I'll be more in the swing of things. God, I'm just completely disoriented, but that happens with so much time off. I'm out of here. Peace.
You've been listening to The Zed Show, hosted by AboveTopSecret.com. When it comes to podcasting, set your iTunes to feeds from AboveTopSecret.com and accept no substitutes.
Okay, You people sit tight, hold the fort, keep the home fires burning. We're not back by dawn.
Call it blessings.